Hey guys, and welcome back to the Backwater Entrepreneur podcast and show, the show that guides your business through the backwaters to the global marketplace. My name is Jack, and I'm your host. And if you're an entrepreneur, big business, or just a hardworking employee, I'm here to give you the tools to improve your mindset, your business, and even your life. Let's get to it. Basically, this is episode number 3, and I want to, if you came to the episode number 3, I want to thank you so much, because I'm hoping that you listened to the episode number 1 and number 2, and that you liked it, and that you're right now here at number 3, and listening or watching me again. So you can listen to this podcast on both iTunes and SoundCloud, but you can also look and view it on YouTube on my channel, Backwater Entrepreneur. In episode number 3, I want to talk to everybody that takes too much time to launch their business. So I'm not saying that you have to, you know, run headfirst into an uncertain situation. You have your product half done or your service half thought of. But I'm talking to all those people that take just too much time polishing up every little small detail they want to polish before they run into the world and let their idea known to the world. So basically, we live in a very fast-paced society. We live in a very fast-paced marketplace where everything changes, where everything pivots. You know, you're running a service for right now that you thought of, and chances are that in 5 years you're going to be doing something else. I'm not saying that this won't be a success for 5 years. I'm not saying that, you know, you're going to change it because you ruined it. I'm saying you're probably going to change it because the need for it is going to change. Either it's not going to, you know, be the exact same need, or it's going to be something between, robots will come and take our place, or machine learning or AI or whatever. So, for example, I'm in the video content creation business. So we create animation explainer videos, and it's been a boom for the last 5 years, and it's still a boom, and it's still going to be a boom because video creation is on the rise. But you know what else is on the rise? The video creating platforms that allow you to create your own videos. And I know that we're going to be in business for a long time because many clients need and want custom-made videos that we provide. But on the other hand, everybody else that just needs a small piece of video can go out and create very easily, you know, something by themselves using one of these platforms. And, you know, so is life. C'est la vie. So you don't have to take, you don't need to take all the time in the world, months and years, until you polished every little aspect of your, you know, landing page and website and brochure and I don't know what else to even launch your product or service. You know what's an MVP? So minimum viable product. You need to launch something to see even if you have an audience for it. So let's look at a couple of questions that you need to know before you launch. So did you really think about what is your service and product? Who are you going to sell it to? Do you have all the things that you need to produce that service or product? And do you have an idea on how to grow? Now, if you have these questions answered, you don't even have to have a website. I mean, if you have an idea on where to get your first clients, and your first clients can usually come from your very, very inner circle. So I'm not saying family, friends, friends of friends. Your inner social network can be your first clients, depending on who you're targeting or what you're doing. So you need to sell your idea and product or service, and you need to see how you're doing that and producing. And if you have one client, then another will come and another. And you know what's the most effective way to sell It's word of mouth. So basically, if you have a satisfied client, that client will bring you the next client. So then you can think about how you're going to get to all those clients in the ocean that were, you know, we from the backwaters are targeting. So I'm right now sitting in Serbia, but I would love to get clients from the United States. And now that I have my first clients and my first product and service done, and I know how to produce it with quality, and somebody paid for it. Somebody paid for it. You received money, not just, you know, you're a nice guy and I love you, and, you know, and you say, thank you, uncle. No, you know, somebody paid you for it. So you know that somebody gave you money and he is satisfied with it. So now you can target everybody else. And now you can think about doing a landing page, a website, content, social networks, and a lot of other stuff that we're going to talk about in the other episodes. But, you know, first think of these four questions. So what is your service and product? Who are you going to sell it to? Do you have everything that you need to produce it? And how are you going to grow it? When there is an enormous need, you know, that's a good problem to have. You know, oh, we don't have somewhere to scale. You know, there are too many people downloading my application. Okay. So that's a good problem to have. It's a problem, but it's a good problem to have, unlike everything else. So you remember that, what I said? So what's your product? Who are you going to sell it to? Do you have everything that you need to produce it, and how are you going to grow? And now go and sell. And now when you create everything else that you have to create, so a landing page, a website, launch it. You know, you don't have to polish your logo for, you know, 4 months until you get it just right. You know, you need to launch it. I'm not saying it, you know, draw it by a five-year-old. Or draw it by hand, hire people to do it. So you already sold your first product, you have the money. So hire somebody to do a professional logo, professional website, professional landing page, and launch it. And then scale it. And then bring in everything that you need to bring in. So the functionality, the communication, you know, everything. But scale it according to your pace. The number one thing that in business is to do business, not just to create, you know, your image and brand and stuff like that, but to sell, to produce products, and then with everything else that you have and every extra bit of time, you create your brand and products and stuff like that. You don't create a brand and you know, a super duper website if you can't sell your product. So think about that. I'm going to leave you with that. I'm going to leave you with a story. So about 2 years ago, we were launching a nonprofit website. So we were launching a YouTube show for the region, and it was a super idea. So nobody else was doing this, but again, it's a nonprofit. So nobody was doing this. And I had a team, and I had a team of enthusiastic people helping me about. So I was doing the content, and somebody was doing design, somebody else was doing web development. And the whole idea was to create a webinar and YouTube show for the region about interviewing people, and, you know, similar to this podcast. And we spent, I think, 3 months in developing a website, because my very, very good friend, you know, didn't allow the website to be released until it was fantastically and overwhelmingly, you know, to his specifications. And he imagined it phenomenally. I was fantastically amazed on how good this is going to look, but it takes so much time. So, and this is something that, you know, people are just going to be watching YouTube or webinars, and the site is there just to hold everything together. And it's nonprofit. Guy, we need to launch this. And in the end, we just, you know, I said, stop it. We're launching tomorrow. And it's okay. Nobody noticed, of course, except him. And I love you, by the way, you know who you are, but nobody noticed except him. And we solved all the little kinks in the following months. So that shouldn't be something to stop you from launching your business or your business idea. I'm also going to tell you another story. If you know a startup, and it's actually a Serbian startup, but it's worldwide, so Fishing Booker. So that's a very interesting story. I met a guy a couple of years ago. I don't think he remembers me. Basically, but everybody in the startup world here is telling that story. So guy launched right now a world-class website about booking your fishing trips, on yachts and stuff like that, with a landing page and a $20 Facebook ad budget. And he was booking captains and boats and his following orders by phone on an overseas call, just to get the first clients on board. And then he developed every bit of kind of automation that you can possibly have in such a website. So with these two stories, I leave you, and just think about yourself and, get that minimum viable product and get it launched. And then when you see that you made a sale, then polish everything up. Thank you for listening to the Backwater Entrepreneur Podcast and Show. Please subscribe, like it, comment. I'm going to reply to every comment, and I'll see you in the next episode. Thanks.